While Governor Rick Perry spoke early in the day, protesters with the Texas Organizing Project shouted slogans in support of Medicaid expansion. Republican U.S. Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz lined up alongside the governor to speak against Medicaid expansion. Senator Cornyn said expanding Medicaid rolls in Texas could add to the national deficit, leaving Texas alone to handle the costs.
So why in the world would we keep expanding this flawed system and jamming more and more people into a program where they can't find a doctor to see them?
Governor Perry repeated his call to weed out anyone who could actually afford private insurance and for people to start health savings accounts. Although the governor is standing firm against expansion, Democrats are near unanimous in supporting it. Democratic U.S. Representative Joaquin Castro and his twin brother, San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, joined other state lawmakers in calling for an expansion.
And remember, this is federal money that is going to be spent whether we opt into the program or not. In other words, if we don't reclaim our federal dollars that Texas taxpayers are paying, they're going to go to other states.
University of Houston health law professor Seth Chandler says people in Texas are understandably unhappy with Medicaid because it's expensive.
For states like Texas, which have difficulty raising a lot of taxes, which has difficulty raising a lot of
other needs with Texas, like education, other law enforcement, like education and the like.
And so the question is whether Medicaid is so great that we're going to be unable to see some of the benefits that we're going to be unable financially and health-wise with Texas, both financially and health-wise.
Experts agree that without a plan that works for Texas, people will continue getting sick and often turning to expensive emergency rooms. Some lawmakers have authored legislation that would request the Health and Human Services Commission to work with Washington on a Texas-specific solution to address concerns on both sides of the aisle. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.